Nolte, poll shows far left much more approving of political violence since 2016. By John Nolte on March 12, 2021. Polling of white liberals compared to white conservatives shows increased approval of political violence among white liberals since 2016 and decreased tolerance among white conservatives. The poll asked, how much do you feel it is justified for people to use violence to pursue their political goals? Here is the breakdown of those who said violence is not at all justified. In 2016, 87% of white liberals said violence is not at all justified. In 2020, that number dropped 5 points to 82%. In 2016, 88% of white conservatives said not at all. In 2020, that number jumped 7 points to 95%. The poll was conducted by the American National Election Studies Time Series 2016, 2020, and shows a very disturbing increase among liberals who justify political violence, aka terrorism, and a large decrease among white conservatives. None of this is surprising to those of us who lived in the real world between 2016 and 2020. We sat through 4 years of the Democrat Party and corporate media encouraging, justifying, and at times, openly calling for violence. Of course, during that time, the very same Democrat Party and corporate media tried to gaslight us into believing white conservatives were the real threat. This data, and our own eyes, again proves that a lie. The news in this poll only gets worse. Among those who identify as very liberal and white, the percentage who believe political violence is not at all justified plummeted 20 points, from 87% in 2016 to just 67% today. Among very conservative whites, that number increased from 93.3% to 95.8%. So over those 4 years, the percentage of very liberal whites who believed political violence is never okay plummeted to 67%, while the percentage of very conservative whites who say the same increased to 96%. Basically, as things stand now, you have a full third of very liberal whites who are okay with political violence, while only 4% of very conservative whites say the same. Again, our eyes and ears ensured this poll comes as no surprise. After all, it is Democrat-run cities across the country that are on fire at the hands of the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter, all while the Democrat Party and the establishment media cheer them on. In this same poll, among Democrats in general, regardless of skin color, only 78% oppose political violence, a drop from 81% in 2016. Among Republicans of all races, 90% say violence is never justified, a jump from 87% in 2016. Per this poll, and our own eyes, over the last 4 years, Democrats have become much more comfortable in approving of political violence, aka terrorism, while Republicans have become less approving. Nevertheless, the very same Democrats in the political and media worlds who are more approving of violence are also lying by saying it is Republicans who are becoming more violent. The fact is this, the left is becoming more violent while attempting to justify their violence with lies about how conservatives are becoming more violent. Bottom line, the threat from the left is very, very, very real. You need to be prepared to defend yourself. This is not a drill. It is only going to get worse. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.